Now dictation for Joyce, Joyce, Hattinger, Hattinger, December 16, 1930. Addresses a letter to Christina, Kristina Hug, HUGNP, 8174602. Dear Christina, follow up for Mr. Hattinger. Chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in August. Multiple episodes of urinary tract infection, multiple antibiotic exposure, the last one with fosfomycin, F-O-S-F-O, fosfomycin. She's having diarrhea, however, no abdominal pain, fever, nausea, vomiting, or blood in the stools. Most of these infections has been minor symptomatic, like some odor. She already has chronic frequency urgency incontinence nocturia. There has been no cloudiness of blood of the urine. The stools now is causing incontinence of stools. Appetite is down, but weight is stable. She was trying to do some yogurt, regular one, but not probiotics. Has chronic neuropathy, but no ulcers, no claudication symptoms. Has received intravenous magnesium in the recent past. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Medication list review. Today, blood pressure 124/64, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, has atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pacemaker, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness of the abdomen or the flanks, 2-3 plus edema below the knees, which is chronic. Next paragraph, chemistry, kidney function is normal, creatinine 0.9, previously has been running as high as 1.2, 1.3. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, prior magnesium low being replaced, improved, anemia 12.1, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy, next number, kidney function improved, although baseline is CKD stage 3, next number, recurrent urinary tract infection, although most of them are not symptomatic. She needs to have urological, gynecological exam to make sure that there is no anatomical predisposing factors. Next number, diarrhea, likely from exposure to antibiotics. Next number, low magnesium, likely from the diarrhea. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding. Hypertension appears to be well controlled, same medications, which include Norvasc, hydralazine, HCTC, aldactone, ACE inhibitors. Next number, atrial fibrillation, patient on antiarrhythmic sotalol. I don't believe she's anticoagulated. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,